Good morning. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and you just heard the opening two songs from the new Hemlock EP, Orange Streak Glow. Hemlock is the project of singer-songwriter Carolina Schaff, and that album came out on Friday. Well, it's an EP, I should say, not an album. Came out on Friday, Orange Streak Glow, and that song we just heard was called In That Number. You could hear how it interpolated When the Saints Go Marching In. And on backing vocals there was Maya Bon of Beethoven. It's a really tremendous EP. Today, I was hoping to play for us another album that came out that same day, last Friday, so, I don't know, 3 days ago, by Hannah Przinski, who records under the name H. Pruse, and they put out a new record called Red Sky at Morning on Friday, and I thought that I wanted to dedicate my show today to this record and play it front to back, so I think that's what we're going to do. I've heard it just a couple of times to get my thoughts together for the show this morning, and it's really gotten under my skin in a really good way. Hannah Przinski, H. Pruse, they're an artist who is signed to the Great Mountain Laurel Recording Company label, one of my favorite indie labels going today, and it's a label that also features artists like Dead Gowns, who's really dear to me. And Hannah was born and raised in Pennsylvania in a very conservative enclave in eastern PA. Really struggled with that upbringing and managed to eventually kind of get out of that context and move to New York. That is where they're based now, in Brooklyn. And they are really into the DIY scene, indie scene in New York City. They self-publish and distribute this DIY zine / sort of journal called Gunk, G-U-N-K, which is a combination of like indie music and show information and activism, and it seems like a really, really cool project. They have put out a little bit of music before this. Their first record, No Glory, came out in March of 2024 last year. It's a really, really, really amazing record. It's very fragile, very tentative, but also sort of wide-eyed in a really special way. And as the title suggests, that album is about trying to look at a relationship without that sort of hierarchical set of expectations of glory. It's about trying to enter into something with more humility. Now, this record is called Red Sky at Morning, and the title of this record comes from an old proverb that is also cited in the New Testament, which in the English sort of weird translation goes like this: Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. And it's just a, you know, in its traditional context, this sort of sailor's adage that if you see a red sky at the nighttime, then that's great. But if you see it in the morning, that is a harbinger of bad weather to come, bad things to come. And what this record is largely about, at least from what I've been able to glean, is what it means to continue to see a warning sign, to see a red sky at morning, and to choose to go forward with something anyway. To know that something is not going to be easy, that there might be storms and misadventures ahead, but to not shirk it for that reason, instead to redouble one's commitment to it, and specifically, of course, in the context of human relationships. There's a couple quotes from Hannah I want to read about this idea. They write, they write it in sort of a prelude to the record. They said, quote, "I started to notice my invasive thoughts really spiraling and loudening as I was entering into a period of stability in my relationship, attempting to settle into a domestic homeostasis. The more time I had to sit and be still in a thing, the more I interrogated myself and my role within my own life, within a relationship, in the context of loving and being loved by another person." They go on. I am drawn to the fact that so many people put their thoughts and beliefs into the sky, the mere color of it, that we can see things somewhere else, perhaps above, far beyond, that are to come to pass. To see a red sky above themselves, an outright warning of potential peril and collapse, and to still choose to go forward into something. In a lot of ways, that is what all of this is for myself, with writing, with specifically writing these songs tied to my mental health. If you know something is going to be uncovered or difficult or treacherous, how do you proceed with that warning sign? So I'll say more about the record as we go. Let's just start so I don't ramble on too long. The first track on this record is called Come. And Hannah says about this song, it's the last song that they wrote for the record. And they say it's a culmination of many of the motifs on the record. About dreams, the past, memories, holding on. So let's hear it, and I'll tell you more, maybe a little bit about their band, and we'll go from there. This is H. Pruse on WMFO in Medford. Thank you for listening. Thank you. That was the opening track on H. Pruse's new record, Red Sky at Morning. Really beautiful song, beautiful lyrics. Yeah. I should mention, I think, before we continue on the record, that Hannah is a, you know, although their music is very spare, collaboration is really central to their creative life. They are in another incredible indie rock band called Sister, which also put out a record this year. It's primarily a collaboration between Hannah and Cece Sturman, who also sings on this record. But this record was produced, I believe, by Felix Walworth, who is a member of the band Florist. Amazing indie folk, indie pop band from my high school days. I remember being really into Florist. I'm wearing my Florist t-shirt here in the studio today as a way of honoring Felix's collaboration on this record. He was really central to this record coming together. Johnny Baker, also a Florist, plays bass across this record. Helen Ballantyne of the band Skull Crusher also features on this record on vocals, backing vocals, Wurlitzer. Emily Sprague of Florist, the front person of Florist, is responsible for a lot of the synth work on this record. And then, of course, we have Elijah Wolf, who is the founder of Mountain Laurel Recording Company, the record label that put this record out, and he contributes to it as well. So it's a really special community that I think is circling around Hannah here, and I just wanted to point it out that a lot of these songs changed shape and were given a lot of texture and color and life by these collaborators. We're going to continue on with the record. The next track on the album is called Arrival. Thank you for listening. You're listening to WMFO.
Tissue would rot out.
That was Arrival by H. Prue's second track off Red Sky at Morning. Hannah has said about that song that it represents domestic bliss to an extreme, teetering on the edge of insanity. And you can hear that in some of those lyrics. Promises start in the house, board up the doors, paradise is found. There is no point where we give out, sure of arriving, sure to stay a while. That's the chorus. We're going to continue on. I think I'm going to do a quick PSA since we're getting close to the half hour mark here on WMFO. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross. Provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A public service message from WMFO. Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Next track on the album is called After Always. It was one of the singles. I hope you enjoy.
You. after always. Baby, you both my hands. You open up my hands, and I open up both your hands.
Thank you.
said you'd share the spoils, make me bold. Time you rode at the mounts I saved, hiding secrets in the soil that the summer rain will take. Brother, this is home. If you decide to stay or decide to tell me why you'd go, your force for taking, a force for taking.
Shake the
That was the song Krista from H. Pruse's new album Red Sky at Morning, which we are listening to in full this morning here on WMFO. I really love that song. I think it's one of my favorites on the record. And lyrically, it's a really different style from Hannah. It's a little bit more prosaic, whereas I think typically her lyrics are more elliptical. But yeah, tremendous song. Great production again from Felix Walworth of Florist. We only have two songs left on the record. Before we listen to them, I wanted to read a paragraph from Dawood Nadarath, who wrote a really beautiful essay about this album that was published alongside it on its Bandcamp page. And I should say as well that Hannah's music and Hannah's whole sort of creative, I think, ethos really is about supporting independent artists in DIY small ways. And we all can play a part in doing that. And one way is by trying to resist the sort of streaming hegemony and by actually supporting the music you love. So if you liked this album, please, please go to Bandcamp. You can just find it at hpruze, H-P-R-U-Z, at bandcamp.com. And it's the new album, Red Sky at Morning. And please buy it, you know, just for the price of whatever it is. I don't even know. $10, right? It's like less than your lunch if you live in this crazy, insane, expensive city. And you can support Hannah and the work that they are doing. And, you know, that advice goes not just for their music, but for all the music you love. Please try to support it. And Bandcamp is an amazing way to do that. There's only, you know, if we just stream music, if all we ever do is stream music, we're really not going to be able to contribute to the art that we love and create a sustainable world for these artists. Anyway, that's a little tangent. Let me read this paragraph by Dawood Nadarath about this record, because I think it's a beautiful closing reflection from his essay that you can find on that Bandcamp page. He starts by quoting Hannah, quote, "My mother used to quote the Red Sky proverb to me growing up. I didn't realize it had biblical origins for a long time. Many years have felt like a homecoming back to my creative start in childhood," Hannah admits. "Wrestling with the twin fears of solitude and reliance," which I think I'm pausing there because I think that's very powerful. The twin fears of solitude on the one hand and reliance on the other. I think that's exactly what this record is about. "Wrestling with the twin fears of solitude and reliance and an escape from a life that disallowed an expression of their truest self, Red Sky at Morning simultaneously heeds the call of the journey while working to construct a momentary shelter from the storm, whether it arrives in the dawn or dusk of our lives. It is the story of a wayfinder relinquishing control and allowing the mutinous chaos of love to chart a path to an acceptance of some great stillness. Shuffling across worn floorboards, polished from overuse, that point toward calmer waters, trying to unlearn the frantic pace of introspection. The goal is evident in the hopeful refrain of Arrival," which is the second song we heard this morning. "I can clear the cycle," which is a quote from that song. Another really fantastic phrase from that paragraph is trying to unlearn the frantic pace of introspection. I think that's another really powerful way of hearing this record, of reading this record. Knowing that sometimes the intense introspective spirals that our minds trap us in, and in a sort of ironic way, don't actually help us grow. And so we do need to find ways sometimes to clear the cycle. And so, you know, all these songs are dealing with that tension between fretting about dependence, and whether you can have too much of a good thing, and fearing that something must be about to go wrong around the corner, and also trying to trying to accept that and trying to find peace within the sort of swells of emotions that come with what it means to commit to somebody in a long-term way. All right, that's enough for me. I'm sorry to go on and on. We have two more songs left on the album, and then we're going to sign off for the night. So we're going to hear a short drone piece, Whatever Comes Through, courtesy of Emily Sprague of Florist. And then the final track on the record will be called Sailor's Warning. You're listening to H. Prues on WMFO in Medford. My name is Rohan. Thanks again for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the tail end of this record.
The center.
Don't you know a warning sign when you see it? Those are the closing words on that album. An album all about what it means to acknowledge uncertainty and future tribulation and choose to step forward anyway. I hope you enjoyed that record. Thank you for sitting in it with me for an hour. It's again called Red Sky at Morning, by H. Prues, otherwise known as Hannah Przinski, on Mountain Laurel Recording Company, and it just came out on Friday a couple days ago. Thank you again for listening. My name is Rohan. I hope to catch you again soon, and until then, have a great rest of your Monday. Take care.
Gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on